Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon. I'm Scoot. It is Thursday, March the 26th, 2020, and we are continuing through the coronavirus crisis. But we are going to maintain a positive attitude through all of this. I just wrote a blog for our website, WWL.com. It talks about how we cannot get discouraged. There's a human tendency when you hear negative news and you hear repetitive messages, there's a tendency to block these things out and not pay attention. And I envy those of you who don't have to pay attention to the news as much as I do. I envy those of you who can escape it. I try to find my ways to escape it, but for the most part, I have to be in touch with what's going on so we can talk about it. And as always, again this afternoon, we will talk about the reality, and there are some harsh realities to talk about, but we will also talk about getting through this together. And the way we act as individuals is the way we're going to get through this as a city, as a state, and as a country. And we're, at least I am, trying to do the best I can to not play politics, not bring politics into this at all. But when you've got two sides that are still using this opportunity to play politics, it's difficult, but I'm going to try to resist the temptation. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, and again, I remind you that one of the great services of this show in the afternoon from 1 to 4 is to just create this sense of community. And we're all doing it on WWL in general. I don't have a chance to listen to other shows because it takes me a little longer to do what I need to do to get ready. Since I'm at home and Ian Hoke back in the studio. So I don't have a chance to really listen to much of the station. But we're all here for you, as we are when there's a hurricane, when there's any disaster. We at WWL are here for you. And I always want to create this sense of community in the afternoon. I'm doing it on social media as well, and we'll talk more about that. I just heard that Drew Brees is donating $5 million to fighting the pandemic in Louisiana, which is great news. Also, some other positive news, Sean Payton has announced that he is clear, that he has beaten the coronavirus. He's over it. Now, it's my understanding that he still has to stay inside for 3 days or stay quarantined for 3 days after. That's what the experts are telling us, that 3 days after it's over, you're supposed to, after you don't show any signs of symptoms, you're supposed to continue to stay in. The coronavirus case number in New Orleans, in Louisiana, is over 2,000, the majority of them 997 in the New Orleans area. I just posted on my Facebook page, and I think it's going to be shared on the WWL Radio Facebook page, I just posted video just a few minutes ago of a busload of homeless people arriving at the downtown hotel where they are going to be housed. A lot of questions about this. I'll be able to do another update in just a little while, but I was there when the bus was unloading. And I'm so happy that they have a place to stay. These are people who are on the street homeless. They're going to be staying in a downtown hotel. One of my concerns is many of the people who are on the street because they don't want to follow rules. Some are mentally challenged in many different ways. But some just don't want to follow the rules. They don't want to follow any rules. There will be rules at this hotel. If they don't follow the rules and they get kicked out of the hotel, I mean, I guess that's what would happen. Then what happens to them? Do they go right back into the street outside of the hotel? I don't know. So this is a great opportunity, and I think a lot of credit should be given to the Hilton Garden Inn for opening their doors for this to happen in the CBD. I think it's good that the city is being proactive and realizing that because of the rodent problem, I mean, this is crazy to me. There are not more rodents now. It's just that with all the restaurants and bars closed, guess what? They're going out into the street, which tells me that they're always in those restaurants. I mean, they're eating the same food we eat. And now that they can't get any of that food, they have to go out in the street. And this is a serious concern that the mayor brought up, is the possibility that they are going to have to eat. Could they get to the point where they're so desperate that they start to attack homeless people? And then you've got a whole new set of problems. So I know there may be many of you who say, no, they shouldn't be putting them up in a hotel. Yeah, it's for our own good. It's for me and for you. It's for all of us. So you can check out that video on WWL Radio on Facebook or on the SOTA Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I just posted that a few minutes ago, and it is a video of the homeless arriving at the hotel. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, I want to remind you that we are expecting another press conference scheduled again today for 2:30 from Governor John Bel Edwards. And as soon as that happens, we are going to bring that to you live, and we will be here right after to talk about what the governor says. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon, getting close to the weekend, but every day kind of feels the same. And even though I'm working, I want to tell you that every day kind of feels the same because I don't go anywhere. Broadcasting from my apartment in downtown New Orleans with Ian Hoke back at the studio. I got a text here that says the Hilton Garden rocks for doing this. Another text says, what if the homeless get the hotel employees sick? Another text says, definitely needs to be on Facebook. Another text says, no one will stay at that hotel again. I can't predict how we're going to feel when all this is over. Things are going to be cleaned down. And again, the shroud of this fear is going to be lifted at some point. Here's the text. Can Peyton catch the virus again? Doctors are not sure about that. That's one of the things that they're not positive about. All right, so we're going to hear from the president. We're going to hear from Dr. Anthony Fauci, and we'll get to your calls as well. If you want to join us this afternoon, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're coming right back. This is WWL. There is a big difference between alarming you and alerting you. And my goal here is to alert you. And every day, all day, there's new reason to be alerted. There's new information. And again, we're waiting for Governor John Bel Edwards' press conference at 2:30. He's been pretty much on time with his press conferences. As soon as that happens, we're going to bring it to you live right here on WWL, AM, FM, and radio.com. And we will also be here to talk about it right after. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I just posted video on my Facebook page of a busload of homeless people arriving at the hotel in downtown New Orleans where the homeless are being housed during the coronavirus crisis. you got to give credit to the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown New Orleans for giving them a place to stay, because it is apparently in our best interest to have them off the street. So we'll see how this this goes. But I just posted that on the SOTA Facebook page. It should be shared very soon on the WWL Radio Facebook page, so you will be able to find it there. You know, I want to continue this sense of community every afternoon here on WWL. And from Thibodeau, we go to Michael. Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine. I heard what Drew Brees and his wife donated some money for this cause, and I appreciate everything he did, and that's a good thing he did. And by the way, I'm a Drew Brees fan, and I'm glad he did what he did.
I appreciate you saying that, and I know Drew Brees and his wife appreciate that, and so do the people who are fighting this. Michael, I'm glad you took time to call our show. So one thing that we can add to the conversation today, and I try to add some different things every day, and sometimes we'll be repeating some of the same things, but one thing I want to add to the conversation today is looking at the positive side of all of this. Let's talk about the things that when your life returns to normal, you're not going to miss. I know there's some things you miss. Your life is not, this is a new normal for all. We have never been through any of this. We've never seen this. My generation, baby boomers, have been through a lot. We've never been through this. Gen X, Gen Y. Nobody's been through this before. I mean, maybe years ago, before even my generation. There was the plague was many years ago, and we've dealt with disease and the spread of malaria and things. But modern society has never dealt with this before. So this is all new. But what is it about your life right now that you're not missing? I can think of one thing in particular. But I want to hear from you first. Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. And from Slidell, Howard, you're on WWL. Oh, Harold? Is it Harold or Howard? Harold, Harold, you're on WWL.
Thanks, Scoot. I got a question for you. You went to for treatment for your obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah.
I'm an alcoholic, and I needed treatment. Okay. Where can I, what's the name of the place, and where's the, what's the phone number?
Well, I can't give that out on the air because it's my personal doctor. I see him occasionally. But there are places where you can get some help for alcoholism. Have you thought about going to an A? Have you thought about going to an AA meeting?
It didn't work for 2 years.
2 years. Okay. I can pass the information on to you off the air. If you hold on, I'll get Ian to give you that information.
All right. Thank you.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, but I keep falling at night. I'm going to get a concussion. I got to quit drinking completely. AA did not help me at all.
Okay. Harold, hold on. And as soon as I can, I'll give the information to Ian, and we'll get it to you. But you have to hold on for just a couple of minutes, okay?
Sir, thank you very much.
Okay. I hope this does help you. This is Bogalusa, and it's Johnny. Johnny, you're on WWL. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Tear her, stick with it, and I'm going to have him in my prayers, and just put it in the Lord's hands. He's going to take care of him.
Yeah, I hope so. It's really tough when somebody wants to get help, but they feel like nothing has really helped them. And you know, not to discredit AA at all, but Harold really has to be open to the help. There's not going to be a magic pill. There's not going to be magic words that are spoken. There are things that can be said to him that will help him, but he's going to have to do the work.
Well, you know, with the Lord help, he will get it. As far as Drew Brees, kudos. He's an Austinite like I am. He's from Austin. I had to watch him in high school. He went to Westlake. He beat us pretty bad, you know, in the district. But Westlake, they are with him. I think he played like 2 years. I think he came out like 96, 97. Not like 95, 96, but the guy was good. He was good. Even he was good in high school. So kudos to Drew Brees. kudos to Nancy Pelosi. They deal that they did with the airline, because the airlines are throwing out all types of toxic fumes all in the sky. So kudos to that. I like what Nancy Pelosi did.
All right, Johnny, I appreciate the call. I'm not sure about the toxic fumes in the air. I know a lot of people are freaked out about the idea of chemtrails, but I really think that's a big myth. I've been seeing those since I was a kid, and I've talked to airline pilots, and they have no sense of anything that's going on in the sky. But it's interesting how, as much as we talk about this, different things do come up. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm getting some text about the rats and the fact that the rats have gone out now more into the street. They're more brazen during the day. It's more common to see rats at night, but they are more brazen during the day now because all the restaurants are closed. So there's no food for them. So they're going out looking for the food. There are rat traps all up and down Bourbon Street. And I'm sure in other parts of the quarter as well, but I've seen these rat traps. They're there, so they're trying to catch them. I've got a text here that says, can we feed the Democrats to the rats? Well, I mean, I guess we could, but I mean, maybe they like the taste of Republicans better. So I really can't answer that. Here's a text: who is covering the cost of the homeless staying at this hotel? I don't know the answer, but I'm sure the hotel is being compensated for this. You know, there were some people getting off that bus going into the hotel that, I mean, it looked like they hadn't stayed in a nice place for a long time. And now they're getting into a hotel. And I think we should thank the hotel for allowing this to happen. Can you think of something that you are not missing about your new life? Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. And Pandora is joining us from the North Shore. Pandora, welcome to our show.
Yes. My first comment is I worked for 28 years in substance abuse for the state.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the clinics are doing now, but we have them all over the five Florida parishes, which is what we're called, the five parishes over here.
Okay.
And if you look up Florida Parish on the computer and addictive disorders, they will give you a list of all the clinics and the numbers.
All right. So if Harold is still listening, I mean, I'll give him some information, but if Harold is still listening, and you know, and look, OCD is different from alcoholism, so
yeah.
I don't even know if the person that talks to me would be the right person for him to talk to. And I don't, I go to this person once in a while, but where should, if Harold's listening right now, what can he look up?
Florida Parishes Human Services Authority, and I know they have, if he's from, I know they have the clinic in Slidell too.
Okay.
And all their clinics all over these five parishes will be listed. But
okay.
You have to look up addictive disorders.
Pandora, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, well, I worked in all of them for 26
okay.
years. So I'm sure they'll answer the phone and get him up some kind of way, you know?
Okay, thanks.
They will address the OCD, because we address everything like that, mental health and substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We're together, but they're going to need to get him off the alcohol first.
Yeah. All right, Pandora, thank you for that information. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great. I am a social distancing anyway. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
I'm doing fine. I talked to my friends on the phone. But one comment I wanted to make is I've had a lot of neighbors in my neighborhood that I didn't know, 30 and 40 years old. And I've been talking to them over the fence, and what they're changing is their kids are home. They said this is the first time they've been off of social media. They're getting to know their kids as human beings instead of just rushing off to sports and stuff like that. So my neighbors across from me have a 10-year-old, and they are fixing up the boat to put, when this is over, to put in the bayou and take their son. They've been fishing off the bayou. So that's the main thing I hear, that when this is over, they want a different life. You know?
These are the stories that I love hearing. And if you believe in, if you just believe in a bigger power, you know, one can't help but think that maybe we're supposed to go through this. Nobody would have asked for this, but maybe we're supposed to go through this because there are people, just like you said, that are bonding with their kids. They're bonding with each other. A guy called the show yesterday and said that he's getting to know his wife in the biblical sense of the term to know. And so he said this is a new thing for him and his wife, and they've like rekindled that part of their relationship. So there are positive things that come of this. Pandora, I'm glad you called. And Harold, if you're still listening, why don't you try that? Google Florida Parishes and Human Services, I think it was Human Services. And maybe that will help you. I can still give you a number if you want to continue to hang on. If you want to join us this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Steve. Okay, Trey is in New Orleans. Trey, welcome to our show.
Oh, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I've got a problem. I work in the auto industry, and like right now, we really don't have any work. I can't really afford to pay my car insurance. Is there some kind of way I could call them to talk to them? Because how could they say stay home, but they still want you to pay your bills?
Well, that's right. And there are so many people that are dealing with so many things like that. I don't have the specific information for you, Steve. I'm sorry, Trey. I don't have the specific information for you, but let's put the call out there. What does somebody do if they can't pay their auto insurance? Are you going out? Are you driving? Are you going anywhere now?
No. I'm not really driving anywhere. I just wanted to know. And as far as all those people out there that taking this as a bad thing, I think right now people just ought to reflect on the things that they need to change in their life to make life just a little bit better.
I totally agree. Trey, good luck, and keep listening if anybody has a suggestion for you. This audience is a great source of information, so if somebody has some information, they'll pass it on, and we'll pass it on to you as well. Here is a text that says, love some people, attitude towards the homeless, so Christian of them. LOL. Yeah, look, there are some people who are really harshly critical of the homeless. There are people who think, well, they shouldn't be in a downtown hotel. I don't know that there's an option there. And it's for our sake that this is being done. Here is a comment. The rat poison is not environmentally safe. Community cats may also be killed. Well, I don't know anything about rat poison, but maybe that's true. And really, just a shout out to the nurses and the doctors and everybody on the front line. I know people who are doing that right now. They're on the front line. They're coming in contact with this on a daily basis. And it's not a visible threat, but they're the ones on the front line, and we need them to treat those who are sick. But in treating them, they stand a chance of getting sick themselves. All right, if you want to join us, it's 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's another song from our playlist of shut-in jams. And I think we need to just be encouraging each other and encouraging ourselves that we're not going to back down. And though the information gets to be repetitive, we got to stick with this plan. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Well, I thought about this the other day. Can you imagine the weddings that have been interrupted as a result of this crisis? Bobby Acero from Southern Oaks Plantation joins us on WWL. Bobby, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, keep up the good work.
I appreciate you saying that. Bobby, your business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus crisis.
Absolutely, and we're not the only ones. Anybody in the hospitality industry, including the restaurants that are desperately trying to stay open with their takeout, as far as wedding venues, photographers that thrive on the wedding industry, florists, videographers, you name it, it's been a trickle effect and absolutely a big problem.
Now, are you able to have a wedding if somebody wanted to have a wedding of like 10 people? Is that the rule, or is it under 50? I'm not even sure what the rule is anymore.
You know, Scoot, they say 10, but this isn't a good time. Most of the facilities have just put everybody on hold because between this week and next week, all the way to April 12th or 13th, is when we're going to really get some news whether what we can and can't do. As for now, it's pretty much shut down.
And Bobby, this is a big wedding season. This time of year is a big time to get married.
Absolutely. And you can imagine, just as everyone else, the brides can sometimes be a little emotional. Add this into it. But I will tell you this. Most of the fine people we've been dealing with have been very nice. Most people have been able, we've rescheduled the events to coordinate with dates that they could do their event with. So far, it's been a pretty peaceful process.
That's good to hear. And look, I'm sure some grooms are getting upset about this as well. It's just, I mean, you know, you plan for this wedding, and you know you're in the business. You plan for this one moment, and then all of a sudden, everything that you've built up to this moment, for some people, just suddenly changed. It wasn't like they had a year's notice. I mean, it suddenly changed.
Absolutely. And here's the only good news about this is, it's a little different from what we all suffered down here with Katrina, because Katrina was isolated, New Orleans, Biloxi, the Gulf Coast. This is the entire world. So most people are understanding. Some of the clients we're dealing with, the only problem is a lot of them are coming from out of state and they're concerned about travel plans.
Right.
But most have been like, let's take a wait and see attitude. Let's book the new date and see what happens. And that's what I'm hearing from most of my colleagues, too. With Katrina, it was, if you had an out-of-town event coming in, the people mm-hmm. from different parts of the country did not understand what we were going through down here.
So, Bobby, what is the date that you're looking toward, that after a certain date, because we don't know exactly when this shroud of fear is going to be lifted, but what's the date that you're looking at? Like, beyond this date, we're going to start booking again?
Well, we're booking for 2021, and we've moved all the end of March and April events over to later parts of the year. And we're still having people, believe it or not, because we're manning the emails and the phone calls. They've got people looking at dates into next year. So that's what we're doing right now. We're hoping to start our first event May 8th.
And May 8th, okay.
I have told, now again, that could change come April 12th when new guidelines are going to come out. And if it does, then we're going to have to move into May events and try to transfer them. But everybody so far is on board.
Bobby, as a wedding venue, you have suffered greatly through all of this. Do you see a time when you are going to recover, that these people who are not getting married now will still get married and still do business with you?
Yes, because on the similarities with Katrina was, people were so set up and frustrated. They were fixing their homes. When that calmed down a little bit, and then the relief, some people got some money, received money. Everybody really did well after that. The wedding business exploded on the scenes because people were like, we're going for our event, no matter what. So after Katrina, a tragedy, we saw a big, robust business.
Because after that, you know, people, there's a desire to celebrate when you've gone through a real difficult time. And I do believe that what we're going through right now is going to really change our country and change individuals forever. And I think we're going to be better. And I think we're looking at some things that maybe we didn't realize before because we were so caught up in this rush daily routine. What is it that you and your wife have reflected on?
I tell you what, Scoot, I heard you speaking about entrepreneurs the other day. One of the biggest things we really finally realized, we didn't realize how darn hard we were working. And that's one of the biggest things that just hit me now that this is all slowed down to a crawl. And, you know, you start feeling like, you know, there's there's a little bit more. You got to have a little bit more fun in life and still take care of your business and your customers. That's one of the biggest things that struck me. But you know, Stu, you said, you know, definitely forever going to change because now we're all reluctant to even go close to anyone. And you of all people know, you see somebody in New Orleans, the first thing they do is either shake your hand or hug you.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a while before we start seeing people loosen up again. But
yeah, because we're not going to suddenly get a definitive all clear. I mean, it's going the fear is going to fade as the numbers start to go down, and we just have to keep doing what we're doing. Bobby, thanks for spending time with us. Good luck with Southern Oaks Plantation, and good luck to everybody who is a part of the wedding venue industry. I know you've been hard hit like a lot of other people, but hang in there, and hopefully everything comes back for you.
Like we've been telling everybody, hang tight another couple of weeks. Let's see what the announcement is in April. And we'll all go from there.
I want to relate something that you told me a few years ago when I had come back and I was going through a really, really tough time. And you and I, Bobby Acero, years ago when I was at B97, he was a photographer. And there were times that he would be assigned to, like, do photos of me or something. So we rekindled when I moved back and coming back without anything and really starting over. Bobby told me that he remembered something that Joel Osteen said one Sunday. And Bobby, I want you to explain it because you'll do it better than me. But remind people, and it might give people something to think about right now.
Well, the one thing, I'm a big Joel fan. And one day he said, when you're going through troubles, like we all are right now, everybody, you've got to get from Friday to Sunday. And what that means is on Friday, Christ was being crucified. But you got to go through that tough part. And on Sunday, he arose. And I really believe this is what's going to happen. I'm not trying to be a philosopher or anything. But anytime something really bad happens to us, either personally or broadly, like this is happening to the world, I bet you, watch what happens. We're going to come up on Sunday and everything's going to be better.
This is our Friday, and we just have to get to Sunday.
Yeah. We're walking the mountain right now, and Sunday we'll get past it.
I appreciate the time, and good luck.
Absolutely. Good luck to you, Scoot.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, did anybody respond to the question about car insurance? No, nobody has responded yet. Another text says, somebody has? Let's go to them right now. And who is that, Ian? Who? Renee? Oh, I'm sorry. Renee, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you so much. Listen, I'm not an expert on all things insurance. I am a licensed insurance agent.
Okay.
And word came down from the commissioner's office that during this time they are not allowing policies to lapse. But what I've been telling clients, a strong word of caution, that doesn't mean you will not have to make up the payments that you may not be immediately responsible for. So just be prudent with your finances. I know many people are out of work and they're looking for ways they can make up the money that they need. But they're protecting the public in so many ways. But at the same time, be prepared to still make up payments that you would have normally had to make. And I don't know what time period they may be willing to give people to make that up. That has not been determined to my knowledge.
Renee, thank you very much for that information, vital information. So this is coming from an insurance agent. The state is going to allow insurance policies to continue. No policies will lapse, but what you don't pay now, you're going to have to make up or you will lose your policy. Also, I want to talk about this whole finance idea, because some of you are going to suddenly get some money and there's still a lot of places that are not open. So what are you going to do with that money? We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, I want to remind you that at 2:30, Governor John Bel Edwards has a press conference scheduled. We're going to bring that to you live here on WWL, and then we will be here to talk about it afterwards. So here's a song that I guess relates to those of you who had to really cancel your weddings. Yeah, I don't want to wait. Get married right now. I wonder if anybody is going to change their mind. I wonder if this is like putting it all on pause. Like, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm not so sure. Hopefully everybody was sure when they made the plans in the first place. Okay, I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back with more on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.